Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is the Shankly Sessions. Tonight, we're going to bring you our Watford versus Liverpool preview. Joining me, as always, my man from the Shankly Sessions on the upper tier. Dino isn't with us tonight. He's away. Craig, how we doing, Craig?
Oh, good. No, thanks very much for having us back on. Obviously, quick special mention for David Brooks. Our thoughts and prayers with him and his family. Yeah, you know, absolutely. Shocking news that obviously came out this afternoon. You know, he's a good age. I'm very hopeful that they can treat it early and they can look after him. He's in the best possible care, you know, and hopefully come back and play football, doing what he loves to do. You know?
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. That's this game on Saturday, lunchtime kickoff.
Yeah.
Only back from the internationals. Not an ideal fixture for us coming back off
internationals. I remember when we played that season, we played so well and they actually bet us 3-1 and Sarr, I think, was, you know, on the mark that day. I think he got 2 goals that day. He's very dangerous still. Obviously, new appointment. Was it a needed appointment? I don't think so. I think it was a bit of a weird decision, a bit of a strange one. There's other managers, I think, who should definitely be in the firing range more than that manager who was. But Watford seem to have a habit of doing this, don't they? You know, yourself. Like, they're never happy. Like, 7 points from the fixtures that they've had, I think, is very reasonable and it's very fair. And Ranieri comes in, obviously the club will get a massive lift. I think you said something during the week, though, which I agree with. Will the international break give them enough lift? Will they be able to get together in time quick enough to get a bit of a... They would have probably got more buzz if they had a full week of preparation with Claudio and, you know, a home packed out Vicarage Road, which will be bouncing, I'm sure, anyway. You know, getting a manager of his calibre in. It is going to be a very, very tough ask, I think, a Saturday morning. You know, I think it's going to be similar to the Bournemouth. It's not going to go down there and be easy. We're going to have to fight for the points. You know, it'd be nice to get the 3 points early on Saturday. That's their business done for the weekend. And, you know, look around us and let them do their work. But we have to win. No disrespect to Watford, same with Bournemouth. These are the games. If you want to be title contenders, you have to go and get the 3 points. You have to graft. You have to fight, you know.
It's really important that we lay down a marker on Saturday.
Yeah.
And especially with some of the stuff that's going on at the moment in terms of, like, we're going to have players coming back late from Brazil who are playing a late game this week.
Yeah.
They're literally going to, I think there's 12 hours between them arriving back in the game.
Yeah.
So Klopp may make the decision that they're just not eligible and that's it. Especially Alisson and Fabinho, big players, you know. But we do have Keevy in there if he has to deputise, you know. He had a great game for Ireland against Qatar. And I'm not sure in terms of the midfield. Obviously, Keita would be an option, I presume. I don't know who else he'd be looking at midfield.
Maybe Curtis might continue.
Yeah, but Curtis, I think he'll be in there with Hendo anyway.
And yeah.
It's a question of who replaces Fabinho. So
I would like to see Naby come in because I think we will need that bit of, you know, a bit of diverse, a bit of direct, a bit of dribble, trying to create something, make something happen, you know. Naby will go forward with the ball and he might be fouled and we get into good areas and, you know, he might be able to link up hopefully with Sadio and get the 1-2s and get in behind Watford. I'm sure Claudio's going to have them well drilled and well set up.
I'm sure also the other option that would be there is if Bobby's all right from his injury, he would be potentially an option there pending Jota's injury, of course, because Jota was sent back from Portugal with a muscle injury as well, so whether he'd be available or not that week, it was a bit.
I'm very interested to see actually a player who would be bought from Club Brugge. His name is Emmanuel Dennis, the centre forward, Nigerian, 24. I think he has 2 goals and an assist, but he's coming from Club Brugge. You know, you have to give him the chance and the time to bed in, but I do think he could be a good player for them. And Moussa Sissoko is a good sign, and I think also for them, along with having Sarr already there, who's always a dangerous threat.
Yeah, I was looking at the team news today from Watford and we'll go through it a little bit later, but it looks like Dennis is going to be involved. That's the talk anyway. But looking at current form at the moment, Watford, 3 losses, 1 draw, 1 win. And then you look at Liverpool, 3 wins and 2 draws. So on paper, you would think this would be a reasonable day for Liverpool to go and express themselves. But we know, with these games and these sort of stadiums like Vicarage Road and places like that, as you said, the bump from Ranieri, would they have needed the game sooner to really, you know, feel that bump of that new manager? not sure how the team or the crowd will feel with Ranieri coming in. As you said, have they pulled the trigger too early, which is typically what Watford does. I know Troy Deeney in the past has expressed his opinion on this, saying, you know, the lack of stability there is what costs the club a lot of the times, yeah. You know what I mean? But again, they felt they had to pull the trigger. So the question is, you know, it's not like it doesn't seem like a normal appointment where the club was doing really, really bad, bottom of the league, and then they pull the trigger and then the players give it a lift, and then it's
like Norwich, like Norwich's kind of situation, you know.
Yeah. Head to heads at the moment, you know, looking at it there, if you look over the last say 20 games, which doesn't really tell you a lot, but in terms of head to heads, 4 wins for Watford, 15 for Liverpool, and 1 draw. So it's safe to say that generally in these games against Watford, we'd be quite dominant.
Yeah.
But again, we've already seen this year as well, we can be very dominant in a game, but it doesn't necessarily, you know, transfer it into what we want it to be, you know. So that's the head-to-head over 20 games. If you look at, you know, I've gone through the last 5 games there, Watford 1 win. They've had 3 goals in that time. Liverpool have had 4 wins and 15 goals. So we're certainly not shy of goals, although I'd like us to tighten up a bit better at the back. And we could talk about that when we get into the team news. Looking at Watford, Atibo was the only one that seems to be missing with an injury. So they seem to have a full squad pending international returns or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think Cabasele is a big presence for them in the back line as well. Like, he's very, very, you know, physical, very, very outgoing as well, very aggressive. So I think he'll command the back line very well, like, for them.
Yeah. Then you look at Liverpool, obviously Harvey Elliott back training again anyway, in terms of on the bike and stuff like that. Great to see it put out. Thiago's still a doubt potentially, but they said he might return after the international break. So who knows? He might be one that we could spring. Trent is back.
That's
great news. We read that today. So that's fantastic that Trent's available again. The Jota injury is the unknown because we don't know the extent of it. And also Bobby, we think, may be available, but we're not too sure. And then it's up in the air in terms of Fabinho and Alisson returning from Brazil. Does he risk them in such a short space of time, or does he rotate, which in the past is what he's done, you know?
I've no problem with Kevin coming in, you know, I fully trust him. I'm very happy he got an international game under his belt prior to this game. I think was ideal for him. Getting a bit of minutes on the pitch in an actual 11v11 environment. Maybe that was a plan. Maybe they did say, you know, well, Kevin might be involved on Saturday. Is there any chance he could drop him in for the game? Yeah, he's very comfortable with his feet. I think the lads trust him. You know, for a young age, he's very, very relaxed and he's very composed. If it's a case that Alisson isn't 100%, I know, I don't think Klopp would risk it. And I think he would trust Kevin, which we would as well. The Firmino one again, it's a bit of a conundrum. Like, what condition are these in? You know, it's a lot of travel from South America on top of a game as well. We did ask to be put back, didn't we? And it got refused, I believe.
Yeah, originally. I think they asked to change the kickoff time.
Yeah.
I think they were looking at a 3 o'clock, and Watford made the point that they couldn't change it because I presume people have made arrangements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Fans have made arrangements and whatever it is, which is, look, we're not going to hang up on that. It's a reasonable argument. I mean, if we knew about this, we should have been asking about it weeks ago, in fairness, you know what I mean? We knew what was going to transpire based on the last international break, you know, so we should have been well more clued in for this one, you know, but what can you do? Look, at the end of the day, we have a squad there and we should have a squad that's good enough to beat Watford. All excuses aside, there's no point in us having a chat at 2:30 or 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon going, oh, if we only had had Alisson and we had, if we only
no,
had,
we should have more than enough.
We have a squad. We should have more than enough. Knuckle down, whatever the 16 are, the 11 plus the 4 or 5 subs or whatever it is. Let's go get the job done and be professional about our business and look like we're potential league contenders, which is what we want to look at. And
this, I think, I know I've been very critical of Trent defensively, but I do think he will give us tomorrow. Sorry, Saturday. We're ahead of myself. I think he will give us a lot Saturday going forward and maybe could pop up with an assist or, you know, a set piece, because I think it is going to be vital that we exploit all we can with Watford. We've seen it with Brentford. You know, they get back in and Marshall together. And if Trent is coming down that side, if Sarah goes forward, you know, if we can hit them on the break, you know, it'll be vital for us to get them balls in and definitely trouble Cabasele. And you know, really, really have to take our chances in, especially against Watford.
Yeah. How do you see them setting up under Ranieri? I mean, do you think
I think he would like to, but no disrespect to Watford. You have to work with what you have, don't you? At Leicester, obviously you can play football because he had the tools to do it. I think he will set up in the hope that they will get to that stage. I do think they were playing football under their manager and they were playing okay. But I think Ranieri still has that bit of Italian in him that I want to make sure I'm solid at the back, as well as playing, you know, with Leicester, you have the likes of, he had the likes of Kante, Drinkwater that were in there cutting everything out. You know, he had enough about them to go and be free. Yeah. It's very interesting. I want to see, as I said, I want to see how does he marshal Sarr? Is Dennis his man? Is Emmanuel Dennis, you know, is he going to, you're my number nine still, even though I'm new, I don't know you, I didn't sign you. Is he going to put the belief on the back? And I think he will. And I think it's very hard for Watford. Like, what do they want there, Ranieri? Do they want him to come in and play expansive football? Do they want him to come in just and stay afloat instead of being a yo-yo club? You know, I do think they could play football, but I do think he might just play it a bit, tad bit kind of, you know, cautious. Safe. Yes. Just to kind of get the feel of the club and get the points on the board. And, you know, the win that they had was against Norwich, who are absolutely in dire straits, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as you said,
he's not going to have a lot of time. So I don't think he's going to make that many changes, because I don't think he can make that quick of a judgment on the players.
You can't. No.
You know? So I think he'll have to go with, what they've been going with.
But see this picture.
I think you think he'll structurally set them up a bit stronger.
I think this fixture is a free shot for him. Go out and show me what you can do. You're playing Liverpool, there's no pressure. You know what I mean? Are they expected to win the game? No, probably not. Obviously, we're going to play Liverpool. I would say he's going to be relaxed and say, go out and show me why you should be in my plans and what you can do for Watford. And I think Sarr doesn't need to prove that to anybody. I think he's outstanding for a while now. He's been linked with us on a number of occasions. I really like him, very direct. But, you know, for a young lad up front coming from the Belgian league, you know, I'm sure it's a big point for him to prove for himself and to Ranieri that, you know, I want to be the number nine and don't look elsewhere in January, don't look elsewhere. You know, I want to be the main man. Mm. At the same time, we have to find a way to win on Saturday morning. It's massive. It's a must-win game. If we don't win on Saturday, you look around us, they will feast on that. You know, City, Chelsea, United, they would be like rubbing their hands, lovely. We've seen it ourselves, you know.
Yeah, and especially we're staring into then an away game against Atletico, which will be
very hard. Jesus,
And we're staring into an away game against United, which is arguably one of the biggest games of the season for us.
Yeah, we need to be going in there maximum. You know,
lay down a marker.
How do you feel about Watford yourself, as in what you look at when you see in them? You know, and this, what do you see changing when you're coming in?
I don't think he'll change a whole lot. What I do see with Ranieri is, I think he might tinker a little bit maybe with the formation or something like that, but not so much with the bodies. But I think what he will do is, he's a very good coach in terms of drilling players and telling players what their job is.
Yeah.
And I think he'll get that through to them, which is something they have been missing, without a shadow of a doubt. Times you look at them play with the boys, sir, they look very good attacking at times. But some of the players on the pitch sometimes forget what their job is, and it's like they get overexcited by the moment or something like that.
Yeah.
I think with Ranieri, he has a way with players. There's a kind of an aggressive calmness about him, if you like. You know what I mean? Like, you look at him and you know he'll cut you in two, but he'll cut you in two in a very, very structured kind of calm way. But he'll also set an expectation for these boys, and they'll want to play well as well, because obviously they're fighting for players, and he does have a squad there. He's coming in new, so he doesn't have to have any loyalty to any of these guys.
No.
So, you know, this is a big moment and a big match for, say, the likes of a Danny Rose or a Sarr or, as you said, Emmanuel Dennis, or, you know, Cathcart is there and a few others, you know what I mean? So they'll need to lay down a marker for him if they expect me on the team sheet the following week. Because we know
what you said there,
he loves to change stuff.
Tinker, I could see Sarr maybe moving from this wide role into a more forward role, maybe going forward, maybe play with Dennis or off Dennis, because he is very direct, you know, he is very attacking. And I wonder, would Ranieri, what you just said, would Ranieri see something else instead of having him as just a winger or a right-sided player? Would he like to integrate him more infield or as a second striker or maybe down the line?
Well, I always say, and even through my own coaching down below with the young lads, I always say, if you have a player like that who has an eye for goal and has a finish on him, you always want them operating in between the sticks. You don't want them outside of the sticks. You know what I mean? And I think he has been the star guy for them up front. So I think, you could see, I don't know, I could see these going with a 4-4-1-1 or something like that.
You know, like Sarr behind Dennis?
Yeah, something like that. I think he could change it up.
Maybe Dennis will do like the Ivan Tony. Maybe they look at that and like Tony can try hold it and or like he will come in as a secondary to help him. Yeah. Like what they did with Brentford against us.
Yeah, and he knows as well if he's playing that 4-4-2 or 4-4-1-1, he'll have enough cover down the wings as well to try and negate Robbo and Trent, which is huge. I don't see him playing. I mean, at times they set up in a weird sort of a formation at times where they do a sort of like a, I don't know, is it like a 5?
Is it a 5-2-2-1 or some? It's some really strange thing. Like
it's weird.
Yeah.
It means they're very narrow. And we know that the last
it's very compact.
And we know the last thing you want to be doing is playing narrow against Liverpool because they'll just destroy you down the wings. It's an interesting dilemma. I mean, we won't really know until match time, you know what I mean? Because we know he likes to tinker. But again, you're trying to balance that about, well, how much time has he had with these guys to really understand it? And I know a lot of these guys may not be on international duty, but unless you have that core base there of what you're trying to put together, it might be a case that some of these guys, if they are on international duty, some of them come back, they may not even be available. You know what I mean? Who knows? But look, at Vicarage Road, I mean, they're always going to be up for a game at Vicarage Road. Again, it's a tough place to go. You know, we've seen it in the past with the likes of Troy Deeney and stuff like that at Vicarage Road, who's outstanding. And they'll give us a real tough game. And we know that these lunchtime kickoffs on a Saturday, two of us both do our bets and stuff like that. These are the games that kill your accumulator.
One all draw or a loss or, you know, and then you're going, but you're thinking, you're scratching your head, you're like, boy, did I blow in trouble. Look at Spurs against Palace, like, is for example, you know what I mean? Like,
So I just think we need to be ruthless. We need to be careful as well. But we need to understand that whatever way he's tinkered with these guys, we need to have some sort of plan around that as well to go. Like, we can't just go with our norm if he's moved to switch things around, you know. The boy side is very dangerous. As you said, Dennis has the potential there to be outstanding. Danny Rose is a wily old veteran. He's been around the league long enough now, you know what I mean? That's going to be a tough game for him, you know, in terms of he'll be in there in the battle. He's a physical player. But also it could be an opportunity for us to get at him.
Yeah, because he's a bit, you know, kind of towards the end. He's a hothead and he's towards the end of his kind of tenure. So at every chance we get, I think we should get a wide and go directly at him. He does get very frustrated very quickly as well. Like.
So we could get a bit of joy down that side.
I don't think we should do this whole swinging balls in, because I think Cathcart and Cabasele will just hoover that up. You know, they're both big physical presences in there. I think it's best to what you just said, maybe go down and to the left and the right back, pull Danny Rose out, you know, get him committing, you know.
Well, I think recently we've kind of made that change a little bit, haven't we? We haven't just been swinging balls in.
We looked a lot sharper
in the way that we move. And obviously in midfield there, I mean, it'd be interesting to see that battle there with Sissoko and
Henderson. He covers a lot of ground. He's a very good, like, his work rate is essential for them, you know, for that kind of team.
He would have been the one that I'd be loving to go up against Fabinho.
That would have been very physical, very good battle.
A right old battle in midfield, but I'm sure.
Maybe I think that's why we need Naby in there if Fabinho is not present. We do need someone who's going to move about, I think, in the midfield, and someone who's going to get around them.
Well, my guess is that would be probably Jordan, because I'd imagine Curtis would be out one side, Naby the other side, and Jordan up the middle.
Jordan will probably sit in, you know, and keep him on that kind of tabs and stay on him and float around with him, and you know.
Jordan would be physical enough against Sissoko anyway. He'd do a proper job on him in there, you know. So what's your thinking prediction wise?
Oh God, look, I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, the lunchtime prediction does never go to plan. Like, you know, yeah, it's a conundrum in itself. I do honestly think, though, we have no choice and we do have to get the job done. I do think we will get the job done. I do think we will have too much for them on the day, though. I'm going to go 3-1 Liverpool. I do think they have a goal in them with a little bit of buzz that Ranieri will give. I do think they're very good attacking. Unless we can sort out our frailties at the back, I do think we will concede. And that doesn't matter to me if it's Alisson or Kelleher. Until I just think we get that kind of the basics back to normal. I do think we're a little bit vulnerable still. I do think we're good though for 2 or 3 goals. I'm going to give Mo, what a player, my God. I'm going to give Mo definitely on the score sheet. He'll 100% want to be getting involved again for us. I'm going to give Mo a goal. I'm going to give Sadio 1. And then for the third one, it could come from a Trent set piece or something, you know, as you said, Rose likes to get, you know, stuck in and he gets really annoyed and agitated and gives away set pieces. We'll throw Virgil, I think, in maybe for one from a set piece. You know, I do think there's a goal coming from Virgil. You know, he's dying, I'm sure, itching to get back on the score sheet after the long period he was out. I do think we will have enough for them, but I do think it's going to be tough if they come out. You know, if we score early, they come out, we draw them out. I do think, though, we'll have a bit of joy. I still think if the frailties are there, though, with us at the back line, we might concede one through. I'm going to put Dennis on the score sheet. I want to see what he's about. This is a real test for him, you know. This is a real, you know, proper centre-back pairing he's going to be up against. Is he going to be able for it? We'll see, like, you know.
I'm going to be slightly more positive than you. I know it's a tough place to go, but I think we'll have worked out that defensive stuff. That's not an issue.
Yeah.
And I think we'll keep a clean sheet. I think we'll win 3-0. And I'm going to go for 2 from the Egyptian King.
Yes.
And I'm going to go 1 from my boy Curtis Jones.
Yeah. It's nice that, you know, Curtis has that midfield threat we've always wanted, where we needed something to happen from midfield.
Yeah.
And now we genuinely have that.
I think his style of direct play, Wofford won't like that.
No.
And I think that could reap reward. So I'm going to go for 2 from Mo Salah and 1 for Curtis Jones. And
do you think Ranieri will be brave, or do you think he'll be more sit in compact?
I honestly don't know, you see.
It's hard to say, isn't it? Like, it's hard to say.
I think he'll be more compact. He'll be more compact. But I think, you know, unlike what happened with us against Chelsea, I think we'll just have too much quality in terms of breaking these guys down. And I think it's an opportunity, as you said, for us to lay down a mark, our lunchtime kickoff. Everyone else will be looking to that. And if we do the business there, pick up the 3 points and move on, you know, the ball's back in their court again. We'll be top of the league. So it's up
to them. Disrespect to Wofford, but I wouldn't like to be going to Old Trafford with anything else other than a win, to be completely honest.
I'm not even worried about that. I'm talking about going to Atletico midweek.
Yeah, it's going to be... I'd be very confident if we get the job done. If we could put a marker down tomorrow morning and get back in good shape and hopefully have Thiago that bit better, Fabinho and Firmino will be rested, Alisson possibly rested as well. You know, give us the best kind of chance going to Atletico. We already know what that's going to be like. But like, we owe them one, and I do think the lads are going to be up for that game as well.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, a pleasure as always. This has been our Wofford versus Liverpool preview on the Shankly Sessions on the Dynamo Podcast Network on YouTube. As always, if you want to contact us, it's the upper tier on Facebook and Instagram. It's the @SessionsShankly on Twitter. You also get audio versions of the show on Spotify. And of course, you can drop your comments and your predictions right below in the video there. Let us know, is Craig overcritical of the defence, or will I get it right with a clean sheet? Till next time, my friend, come on,
cheers,
you red men. Let's do this.